So this discussion tends to get technical very quickly, but if you could describe the problem as you see it in just a few words, what would that be?
Well, there's two plumes of contamination. One of them is dissolved, and that's ethylene dibromide is a contaminant. And then there's another liquid portion of the jet fuel that's floating on the aquifer. The liquid portion that's floating on the aquifer is about a half mile wide and a mile long. The dissolved portion is three times that size. And the ethylene dibromide, which is contained in it, is extremely toxic and can contaminate large volumes of water.
Okay, now the EPA's maximum contaminant level for EDB or ethylene dibromide is?
It's about 50 parts per trillion, which is an extremely small amount. If the EDB hits the Ridgecrest wells, the Air Force has said they're going to shut down the wells. This plume has already reached a tipping point where it's turning towards the Kirtland Air Force Base wells and the Ridgecrest wells, and it will begin accelerating just like water in a bathtub as it approaches the drain. So they can't put enough pumps in the ground to offset this tremendous hydraulic gradient that's created by the municipal wells.
So what do you think should be happening right now that isn't happening?
What should be happening is that the city and all the agencies, the regulatory agencies, declare that there's an environmental crisis going on, and they should be putting a lot of equipment out there to pump the jet fuel, the liquid jet fuel, off the aquifer. As far as the dissolved plume goes, what they need to do is start planning for putting in treatment plants. That can cost hundreds of millions of dollars and can require eminent domain proceedings. And right now, we're not getting the kind of remediation that we need to be having in terms of the amount of equipment that's out there, how fast they're removing the liquid jet fuel. The liquid jet fuel is nearing a tipping point as well. Now, if that gets to the drinking water wells, you're not going to be able to treat that water. It'll have toluene, benzene, xylenes, diesel fuel in it. The water will be worth nothing. You could treat the ethylene dibromide with a water treatment plant. But if the liquid fuel gets there, you've basically lost the Ridgecrest wells. And there's 40 wells to the north of that.
People who are dealing with this will say that, yes, this is large. It's definitely a problem, but it's not unprecedented. There have been similar spills in the past, and we do actually have a fair amount of experience in dealing with these things. Are you being alarmist at all?
I don't think I'm being alarmist. This is the largest underground spill of fuel in the entire nation, and it has the potential to affect more people than any other spill, and it's at a deeper depth than any other spill that has occurred. Spills that have been at much more shallow depths have cost even more money than what the Air Force is currently dedicating to this particular spill, and have required more than a decade to be cleaned up. So this is a tidal wave of contamination that's headed for Albuquerque's drinking wells.
What do you think the public should be demanding to know?
The public needs to be aware that they're really not being handed the actual information. There's been a lot of secrecy here. They have technical meetings that they keep secret from the public. It took 7 months for me to get information under a FOIA Freedom Information Act request about what they were saying in their technical meetings. It took months to get just a small portion of their contract that says what they're supposed to be doing, and they don't want to reveal what solutions they have in mind. So the public is really not being informed of the full facts of this situation.